Pledge the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't know who uses this room.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolliver?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Agenda items, 9:30, Joe, Butler County Rural Zoning Commission text amendment, you're up.
All right. Well, good morning, everyone. This morning, we are talking about some changes to the rural zoning resolution. And there were a number of changes that were made throughout the resolution. I actually provided you all with each one of you with a red binder. I don't know if you had a chance to look through it or not, but there were a number of changes. And the changes that we made were mostly deletions of old terminology. Some of them were reference number changes, dates when things were deleted. We also added a couple of new definitions in there. And I'll highlight a few of these. Some of the things that we changed also were significant as far as the sign requirements. Mike and Jim actually went through and changed a lot of the sign requirements in our rural areas. Some of the definitions that we changed, one of them was agricultural and farms. We just wanted to make sure that that was up to state law, what exactly that institutes or mandates in the agricultural area. And also we added fellowship halls so that we'd understand exactly what that means on a church property, what a fellowship hall would be. We also have a new definition for self-storage units. We really didn't, we kind of lumped that in there with warehousing before. So we're trying to make sure that, you know, different types of warehousing will be talked about separately because they can have different uses depending on what they're doing on the property. Some clarifications that we made. One of them was in regards to split zoning. A lot of times it was very confusing as to what exactly was the policy of the county for split zoning. And we really hammered that away. And it was really something that we had been doing, working on as far as that's concerned, but we wanted to make sure we had it in the actual code itself. So we did do some changes to that. A new requirement that we have is in all of our business districts and industrial districts, we wanted to make sure that trash containers were properly screened. Also wanted to make sure that there's a site plan and that if you're within so many feet of existing sidewalks, that we would make sure that a sidewalk would be in place if a new business were to go in that location. So that's some of the changes we have. Like I said, sign requirements, that was one of the major changes that we had. And I'm sure Jim and Mike would be able to speak in regards to that if you have any questions. The Planning Commission and Rural Zoning Commission did approve these recommended changes. And also we got a letter, and I have copies here if you'd like to see it, from the Ohio Valley Development Council and the Home Builders Association in support of these changes to the code. So that's what we've got for you today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions?
No. Okay. We're through it. Fine with it. Need a motion on that? Or Mike, did you want to add anything to that?
Not really, the rewrite of the signage regulations, we looked at what some of the other townships had as far as signage regulations. And while it was a major change to our section, it was really a clarification, making it easier to follow. I had been having trouble with it since I started with the planning department interpreting the signage regulations, and this made it easier. We kind of stepped it down from billboards to identification signs, directional signs, and it follows a pattern now, and it makes it easier for the sign companies to work with. Anything more to add than that?
Mike, no,
you did good. So it was a major change, but it was mostly for clarification. The sizes of the signs are still basically the same.
Does anyone in the audience have any comments for or against any of these changes, recommended changes? I see none. Do we have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolliver?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Good job.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Tim, you want to take us through the rest of the agenda resolutions to be adopted?
Yes, we have four travel requests to consider today. First is from the Butler County Sheriff's Office for Greg Money in a seminar for an interview and
interrogation.
For law enforcement. It costs $225, London, Ohio, November 17th to 19th. Next, we have Victoria Robertson, Clerk of Courts, for the Ohio Jury Management Association 11th Annual Conference, $350, Dublin, Ohio, April 24 to 25. Next, Bill Bossinger, Mark Rutherford, Clay Callahan, Paul Evers, John Adams, for continuing education for inspecting reinforcing steel. Continuing education, $100, Cincinnati, Ohio, April 23rd. Next, we have Jackie Wright and Sarah Crawford from the Clerk of Courts to attend Ohio Jury Management 11th Annual Service Conference, $530, Dublin, Ohio, April 24th and 25th. As we move on to finance and budget items, we have two items to consider. You know, first is changes in budgets and transfers, and we have 11 items to consider today. First is to increase budget by $1,034.04 into the General Fund Adult Probation Department for prior year correction per the auditor and transfer funds accordingly. Next, we have a increase in budget of $5 in order to create the proper account balance for General Fund, the Leases Department. Next, we have a correction of a, as a resolution was passed last meeting, the resolution had an incorrect fund number. It incorrectly listed fund number 6025, and really the transfer is going to fund number 2025. Next, item number four, we have a increase in budget and then a corresponding transfer for an advance to the Section 125 payment plan to be repaid later on in the year. Item number five, which is a CSEA fund, 1150, we have a transfer of $25,933 between accounts in order to accommodate the current indirect cost reimbursements. Item number six, capital improvement fund, we have an increase in that budget of $2,715 in order to pay for the PSAP equipment, which would be reimbursed from the E911 funds. Item number seven is a decrease in the sewer fund budget, $3,500, for $398,456.41 due to separation, employee separation cost, and department restructuring. If we move back to page number four, we have a decrease in budget in the water fund for $239,437.51 for employee separation and department restructuring. If you move back to page number seven, item number nine, which is adjusted assistance grant, you have a increase of $29,261.50 to this account in the fund in order to enable a distribution to the Alcoholism Council. Number 10, the State Homeland Security. We have a transfer between accounts of $10,000 in order to correct a previously approved resolution. Number 11, Solid Waste Fund, 6175. This is a decrease, or excuse me, this is an increase in budget of $32,700.54 in order to accommodate restructuring of the water and sewer departments. Next, we have a resolution to accept funds from the Port Authority to be repaid to the TID. This is a project involving the upgrade of some electrical lock in the main lines of the rail track system serving various companies within the city of Hamilton. As we move on now to personnel, we have seven personnel actions today. First is create an intermittent unclassified position of economic development assistant to hire Shonda Combs on an intermittent basis. Next is to create a intermittent unclassified position at the Monument for Special Projects to hire Don Schallenberger. Next is to approve a comp time payout of $233.80 to Paul Cook. Approve a comp time payout to William Gallagher for $453. Accept the resignation of Linda Peters as a quality control manager in Children's Services. Accept resignation of Brandy Newman as Social Services Worker for Children's Services. As we move on to Job and Family Services, you're requested to ratify and approve a placement contract with a National Youth Advocate Program for the period dating back to February 1, 2008 to June 30th, 2009. The total contract is $278,178. As we move on to water and sewer, we have two resolutions to consider. One resolution has been pulled. I needed some more information on it. So the first resolution we're going to approve is to approve the addendum number two to the Swordsville Reclamation Phase One, you know, improvements contract. And second is to approve and execute a contract for the purchase of sodium aluminate for Butler County Water and Sewer with Univar USA in the amount of $104,300. So we move on to the engineer. The engineer has three items to request today. First is to award a contract for Liberty Township sidewalk along Dutchman Parkway to W.G. Stang in the amount of $36,945. Next was award a contract with River Road Replacement to W.G. Stang in the amount of $548,075. Finally, under the engineer, to cancel sidewalk performance bond for the Trails of Four Bridges. And then as we move on to miscellaneous, approve a reimbursement of $50.75 to Marianne Williams for light breakfast at the Workforce One development meeting. Approve and execute an agreement with Premier Healthcare Services for comprehensive physical exams at the jail at $75 per person with a contract maximum of $10,000. And the last item we have is to approve a petition, which we have previously had public hearings on, to annex 2.36 acres in St. Clair Township to the city of Trenton. And finally, to approve the then and now payments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Do we have any comments or anyone wish to speak from the floor? And do you have any need for executive session?
We'll adjourn for an executive session. Trying to coordinate the time now with Piper.
So what's the purpose? I mean, contracts?
Yes, pending litigation.
Board wish to do that?
Yep.
All right. Move to approve. We have to have a motion.
Yep. Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
10:46, 9:46.
So we'll recess to the sixth floor.
Yes, sir.